Welcome to A Miracle Every Day. My name is Eric Sellerier, and today Holly is reading the miracle of the day. Enjoy, my friend.
Today, I'd like to share with you a testimony from Juliet, who saw her life change completely after making God the priority in her life. Ever since the day I started receiving A Miracle Every Day, God began to be more and more present in my life. In 2007, back home in Guadalupe, I was diagnosed with a disease characterized by epileptic seizures, dizziness, convulsions, and severe migraines. I couldn't, for example, drive or go out alone any longer. From the moment I subscribed to A Miracle Every Day, I realized that only God could rescue me and deliver me from this disease that was depriving me of my health and preventing me from enjoying the life He had given me. And God answered my prayers. Today I am completely healed. I feel like I'm living again. I'm not the same person I was before. I've gotten my tranquility back. I don't lose my temper anymore. I've asked forgiveness of everyone around me I was angry with. I feel like I have a completely different life, filled with a peace I haven't known since I was a teenager. Throughout this week, I've encouraged you to develop good habits to keep your resolutions, or at least those related to your spiritual growth. The most difficult thing is not beginning, but ending, as this verse says that I so love. Finishing is better than starting. Ecclesiastes 7:8. It's at the end that we see the fruit, or the land that produced nothing. And it's at the end that we enjoy the victory or become sorrowful from defeat. My friend, like Juliet, persevere. Don't stop what you've started. Pursue it until it's completed. God has good plans for your life. So I'll finish this series with habit number 7. Persevere in your efforts until you see the fruit.
Thank you for listening to A Miracle Every Day. If you like it, feel free to invite your friends to subscribe to it at miracle.jesus.net. Thanks for existing.